Recognize this song?
Double rainbow on the way across the sky.
How about this one?
Climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up.
This is all the work of none other than the Gregory Brothers. They've become famous for their series known as Auto-Tune the News and for songifying non-songs. I talked to the oldest of the brothers, Evan Gregory, by phone earlier today and asked him to describe who the Gregory Brothers are.
Me and my two brothers, Andrew and Michael, are really in real life brothers. And with my wife, Sarah, we have embarked on a journey where we discover songs in those dark corners of the universe that people previously didn't know there were songs.
So how do you guys find those videos?
Well, we used to kind of surf around and look for material ourselves, but over time we've started doing it in a crowdsourced way where our fans and our audience will like suggest stuff to us.
Okay, so is there an element that you guys look for in these videos that you get sent to you that makes it apparent to you that this is maybe gold for a songify piece?
Yes, absolutely. It's almost like being a talent scout for a record label, but just for someone that doesn't know they're going to be a singer yet. And so you look for like the right lyrics, the same way you'd look for like a hit song, but also the sound of someone's voice. There's like sonic properties that make something have the capacity to become really melodic and really catchy and hook people.
Okay, so could you tell us then which song or which songify version you guys did is closest to your heart?
That's like asking someone to pick their favorite child, you know? But out of our recent videos, I am really partial to a ballad that we co-wrote with Joe Biden earlier this summer, in which he implores everyone to buy a shotgun.
Do you guys ever keep in touch, or have you talked to any of the people that you have auto-tuned in your videos? Like Antoine Dodson, do you guys keep in touch with him?
Yeah. We're in pretty close touch with him, and you know, we hear from him every so often, and every so often we'll hear from politicians as well in some of our kind of news-based pieces. Sometimes you think if you're kind of poking a little fun that people will get up in arms about it, but mostly I think they really enjoy it. It's probably just fulfilling some kind of long-held dream that they could be a pop star.
Okay, well, on a more serious note, do you guys ever worry about crossing any lines of sensitivity when you guys are choosing which pieces to work on?
We do, consider, you know, what are the issues that we're kind of really taking on? Because there have been a couple cases where we worked on a video that was more sensitive. I'm thinking of the examples of Antoine Dodson and the Bed Intruder song, where there are kind of negative stories with a kind of positive, triumphant, anthemic side to them, and that's the side that we try to make more powerful.
Okay, so you guys get a lot of attention from auto-tuning, but does the world know about the side of you that you guys can actually sing? I've heard some of your pieces, and they're great.
Why, thank you. It's very nice of you to say. I mean, people know that to a degree. I mean, the videos that we work on through songification are like really fun for us and really close to our heart. So we're excited to do that. And it doesn't make us feel bad that we have, you know, musical backgrounds that people don't know about necessarily. But that's also something that we still pursue.
Evan and the rest of the Gregory Brothers will be speaking tonight at 7 p.m. in USC's Bovard Auditorium. Thank you so much for being with us, Evan.
Thanks for having me.